Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada News Makes on the broadcast today. Part one of a two-part interview with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2 here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada News Makes.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation, and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link, our plans are made for your plans.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the home of the Nevada Trucking Association, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Good to see you, Sam.
So can you define the word reconciliation? Because I always thought it meant coming together and being
friends. Are you talking about family law, or what are you talking about?
Well, that was kind of my first thought.
I don't know where they got the term, but the idea is, if it's really budget related, then you don't, it's the whole definition revolves around not being subject to filibuster or the 60 vote rule in the Senate. And that's I don't know why they picked that word, but that's why, in the last three times, the Democrats did it when they were in charge, and the Republicans did it before that when they were in charge, and here we are again.
A major proponent of this was Harry Reid.
Yeah.
To get things done.
Yeah.
When he had the two-thirds majority in the Senate.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is such a bizarre circumstance. It seems on the surface, no good deed goes unpunished. We have six members of the Nevada delegation, five are Democrats, one is a Republican, your good self. We have two senators, four congresspeople. I always thought that the idea was, as a state, you all work together to get things accomplished. You may disagree, you know, politically on other things, but as far as the good for Nevada goes, everybody's on deck.
Yeah.
And so my thought would be that if one of the Southern Nevada Democrats saw something that could be beneficial for Northern Nevada, that they would jump in and be a part of that, and that if the Northern Nevada representative saw that there was something good for Southern Nevada as part of a package, that they would go for that. Well, that kind of blew up, didn't it?
Well, it was certainly a talking point extravaganza for a couple days there.
Well, the irony of that was it was a big blast for a couple of days, and then everything went quiet, and then it did get picked up again a little bit by Congresswoman Lee. But Yes, the way that the press releases work is that the topic has changed almost daily.
Yeah.
So the story doesn't continue very long because, of course, nobody has any attention span except the people who are listening to Joe Rogan for 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Was it all political noise, or was it a real understanding or a misunderstanding of the reconciliation process? Because everything has to be related to the money going to the treasury.
Yep.
And you can't do things to benefit the state beyond the lands bills themselves.
Beyond what they generate,
right?
Arguably for the U.S. Treasury.
Right. And so did everybody not understand that part? So when you got attacked, they didn't get that you couldn't provide money for the Southern Nevada Lands Act that would be redistributed, that's been going on for 30 years, which has been a wonderful thing for Nevada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody, including Lake Tahoe, has benefited from that. So no argument about that.
Statewide benefits.
What happened there?
Well, I think part of it is lands bills in Nevada used to have some really deep roots. Harry Reid, John Ensign, Barbara Vukanovich. If you look at the history just since SNPLMA was enacted, that's 23 years ago.
And that's the
Southern Nevada Lands Public Act. Lands Management Act. That's 23, 24 years old now. And so you look at that, and this is no offense. Senator Cortez Masto, not a lot of history in that. I mean, she's been there for a while, so there is some. Senator Rosen, even less. Doesn't make him a bad person, but it's just the nuances and how we got to where we were 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And so that doesn't make them bad people, but they don't know. Congresswoman Lee, the newest member of the delegation as far as history, Stephen Horsford, understandably concentrates mostly on urban issues, as he should. You know, the one with the deepest roots in lands issues is Dina. So when you see what Dina said, I mean, some of it is like, hey, we're having some fun with talking points here. But Dina's got some real knowledge, especially in Southern Nevada, in her legislative days, ring around the valley and all that stuff. So she has some understanding of it. But when you sit there and you go, leadership says, hey, we think we can generate eight, according to the CBO, and I'm not saying that what they say is the gospel, but hey, there you go.
Congressional Budget Office.
Yeah. And so when they say, hey, we can generate $8 billion to the good in terms of this whole reconciliation thing by selling 0.2% of public lands in Nevada, 65,000 acres in Clark, 15 in Lyon, 15 in Washoe, east of Sparks. And by the way, you're not selling anything on the Pershing County checkerboard consolidation, which is a term of art, Sam. But the whole idea that is BLM ends up with the same amount of acres as they started with, and the stuff that isn't in BLM is the same amount that wasn't. You just have them in usable things instead of checkerboards, but basically take it off the books for any reasonable
Right, and
use.
That came out of the whole
Pershing
railroad
County.
Thing.
When
the railroad came through, the government granted them a checkerboard system.
So you're looking at 95,000 acres, which is a potential out of natural resources, $8 billion. They came to me and said, hey, would you do this? And I go, well, sure, it doesn't. It's not the end all and deal.
Hang on. So when you say they, are you talking
leadership.
About leadership of the House?
Of the House. Leadership and the, and I'm like, sure, if that gets us one step down the road, not the final step, sure, we'll do it.
Okay, so this was because the Republicans needed to get money to balance out the one big beautiful bill, the tax cuts to make them permanent. You had to balance that out.
Yep. Well,
and you had to get revenue coming in.
Yeah. So,
but there was no way in this kind of situation for that money to come back to Southern Nevada.
Well,
it had to go to the Treasury, did it not?
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
First of all, you got to protect the stuff that's already in this SNPLMA account.
Right.
And the 30,000 acres that hasn't been sold still goes into that account. So we protected that.
Okay, so this is 30,000 acres that still exists, that should have gone into that, that is still going to go into that.
Yeah, not changing any of that.
Okay.
So, and remember, the first Trump administration tried to strip the $2 billion out of the SNPLMA account. and we stopped them, you know, for budgetary purposes. But anyhow, so this new stuff, and they're like, well, it isn't. It's like, well, if you have a lobbying plan to get people from the other 49 states to let us keep that, even in a federal account, like just add it to the existing SNPLM account, let me know what it is. We're there. But it's a little different when you don't have the majority leader of the United States Senate who can impose his will on something like that. It's Nevada land, it's going to stay. And no disrespect to anybody, but it's like, tell me what your lobbying plan is for that. You know, you got the Democrats on board for it, I'll go get the Republicans. But Sam, you don't hear a peep about that. And it's like, hey, times have changed since Harry was the majority leader in the United States Senate. That's a compliment to Harry. But so it's not going to, if this deal goes through, it's going to go to the U.S. Treasury. Now, we were working, hey, okay, it can go to the U.S. Treasury, but can it go to the existing SNPLM account? Or can it go to like BLM accounts to be spent in Nevada? Can we get a piece of the action? We never even had a chance to chase those conversations down. And by the way, you got to look beyond the House. Guess who's the chairman of natural resources in the United States Senate? A guy from next door called Mike Lee. There are some Western strengths you can, but we never had that opportunity because, and I don't know, I have no idea what was going on with my colleague Ryan Zinke. Just, hey, that's a red line. And you go back and look at the career. It's like, well, it wasn't a red line when you supported the Pershing County consolidation thing when you were the Secretary of Interior. You know, and by the way, where was the red line when we were expanding NAS Fallon? Because there was lands that went not to the Navy. And so anyhow, but that's all stuff to be worked out later. As far as within the delegation, it's like, hey, we still have work to do. So that's nice that everybody had a fun time kicking me around. And as I've told you, it's like, hey, I'm at the point where I don't have any feelings left. So that's fine. Have whatever fun you think you need to. But we still have issues that need to be addressed. And I'll be honest with you, Sam, the one I'm most worried about, and you've been doing this for a long time, really, are we getting to the point where we got no growth in Clark County?
Well, so let me bring this up. Clark County turned down, I believe it was 1,000 acres that they were going to get in the lands bill previously because they said it wasn't enough. And this time they're turning down another lands bill. As somebody who does a little negotiating for a living, my thought is you take what you can get now and then you work on getting additional later, but you have at least got a little piece on the way. You don't just toss it out. And some of the objections seem specious to me because when you look at how the reconciliation works, you don't get to take out land and put it towards all these other things. That isn't the way that process works. So if you're not utilizing the reconciliation process properly, I don't understand.
Sam, as we speak, well, the reconciliation, I don't think this has ever been tried in reconciliation before. Because you want the truth, you got a Secretary of Interior working in an administration that says, you know how much money we could pay the national debt off? These are not my words. These are Doug Burgum's words. We could pay the national debt off three times over with stuff, whatever. It's like, well, like anybody would do, you say, well, show me which ones and where. And oh, by the way, just because it's for sale doesn't mean somebody's going to show up with cash on the barrelhead, you know, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of glossing over the details that the devil is always in. However, the other reality is, Sam, you know this, every single community in the state from Gerlach to Henderson is completely surrounded by federal lands.
Right.
And so part of our reality, no sense lamenting it, it's our reality. If you want to do something in Gerlach, Winnemucca, Ely, Henderson, Boulder City, North Las Vegas, you have to have a federal lands bill. And so sitting there and on this thing, it was like, well, I hope this is a temporary thing because long after I'm gone and these people my colleagues are gone, you're still going to have a need for responsible growth in your communities.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Congressman Mark Amadei after this timeout.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing. Because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, continuing our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. So here's the part that you didn't take that somebody said to me would have probably been a good idea. And you did it a little bit in the early part of the show, which is, you know, okay, if you are the five members of the delegation, don't want what I've done, what is your plan to get a lands bill for Southern Nevada? And if you're only going to get a lands bill for Southern Nevada, you're not going to include Northern Nevada. I know that Senator Rosen has been working on a plan, but it seems like your office and her office have not exactly been a team. There's two different bills. So my point is, shouldn't we all be working together? Shouldn't all the offices be calling each other to say, how can we help? What can we do in our position? And these are the things we're objecting to. Oh, okay, it can't be done in reconciliation. So can we put that on the table for another month and let's get this part done? Because Las Vegas is out of land. Sparks is out of land. You know, we have all these industrial projects that want to move forward.
Data centers, oh, we need those everywhere.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And yet now it's dead because they forced it out.
Well, should we be working together? Yeah. I think we've been pretty transparent in that we are driven by planners and zoners. That means Washoe County Commission, Sparks City Council, Reno City Council, just in Washoe. We're driven by planners and zoners. Senator Cortez Masto has a Southern Nevada Act that she's introduced. I'm a co-sponsor in the House with Susie Lee on it. Now, and you know, you're darned if you do and darned if you don't. I mean, a whole bunch of these same outfits that are like, oh, Amity, you're a rotten guy and we rate you zero the whole time you've been here and all that other sort of stuff, are ripping her for her Southern Nevada one. Even though it's like, well, it'll give you 20,000 acres. And they've kind of matriculated more towards the Ivanpah Airport, which is what I think was what everybody's kind of looking for down there. Good for them. But at the same time, it's like, oh, and by the way, it's going to cost you 1 million acres in conservation stuff, you know, desert national wildlife refuge and stuff like that. The reality for me is, Sam, in where I'm at right now, as we talk about the 119th Congress, you got people over there on the Natural Resources Committee where I have to go say, hey, this is okay with the locals.
Even the people in Elko and the Elko County Commission are okay with no oil and gas exploration in the Rubies. Oh, my God. And so it's ironic that on this thing, you get a guy from two states away in Montana who goes, I'm not going to vote for it, and I'm going to scuttle the whole bill, by the way, which we had no votes to spare. Two states away, I'm imposing whatever my value is on that. And then at the same time, you're sitting here going, hey, I got the same thing happening in Nevada, where you're like, you should stay the heck out of Clark County, Mark. And it's like, well, I'm happy to. But when the Clark County Commission calls me up two Congresses ago and says, we need some help in the House, Sam, I'm not a legislative genius. But it is helpful if you have somebody from your state who is in the majority, who is involved in natural resources, who is on the committee and on appropriations to kind of go, yeah, I'll help do the right thing for Clark County or whatever county where it is. And so to just sit there and go, stay the heck away. It's like, once again, Sam, it's like, well, tell me your plan, on how you're going to get this done, whether it's in Washoe, Clark, or Elko. And listen, we'll be there to help you. But don't require me to ignore the fact that you're in the minority, in both houses, with an administration that is what it is, and you want to get something done to just say, hell no, we won't go on that. It's like, okay.
All right. So,
but where does that leave you?
So let's talk about the Clark County Commission. So my understanding is that Jim Gibson and Marilyn Kirkpatrick were the ones that reached out to you.
Well, Jim Gibson reached out to me first, but I've talked to Marilyn Kirkpatrick, their city staff on, they say, well, you didn't, blah, blah. It's like, where do you think we got the map? We got it from the Clark County Commission. Now, when you look at the map, Sam, I mean, when all else fails, read the bill, right? It's Moapa and Mesquite. That's the bulk of the 65,000 acres. Not that that means nobody should care or pay attention, but you're like, this does not fit the stereotype that's out there with people going, oh, it's just more sprawl or whatever. It's like, well, I don't know what the plan is out there, but I do trust the planners and zoners who have direct responsibility and electoral responsibility to figure that out.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food.
It's a good time to eat.
Over 500 hot slots, plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are train wreck.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. So I'll go back to my original point. So was all the noise in the press releases and the complaints, was it political or was it substantive?
Well, I think a lot of the talking points were absolutely that, talking points. It's like, hey, I get it. I'll tell you, probably the biggest insight I got was from a member of the Clark County Commission who said, these folks really don't want to wake up on the day when, because you know they're voting against the big, beautiful bill. But if there's land for Clark County in there and they vote for that too, that puts them in a much less tenable, you know, north, south, east, west, whatever position you want to call it. And so I think it was Susie was calling Ryan Zinke their hero or something like that. I'm going, wow, that's a marriage that wasn't, that you'd never seen in heaven or hell or any place in between. But I get it. A lot of it is them saying, by God, we're here, we're on duty for what happens with land stuff in Clark County. And it's like, well, that's fine with me. I guess you can let the county commission and the city councils take a break, since you're going to be drawing those lines now, and they're not going to.
Okay, so for the next 3 years, you're still going to be in the majority, and they're going to need your help to get lands bills passed. So doesn't there have to be conversation between at least the two?
Oh, listen, we've still got the Northern Nevada Economic Development Lands Package. We expect to have a hearing date for it next week. We're moving. And with the stuff in Southern Nevada or with some of the Washoe stuff, it's like, listen, we'll work with anybody. We're not going to do an 80-1 bill like the present Washoe County one is, that takes away grazing rights and mineral rights and all in Northern Washoe County. That dog won't hunt. Forget about me. That dog won't hunt in the House Natural Resources Committee.
All right. You have agreed to do a second show here, so we appreciate that. We'll take a break and then we'll come back and start part two. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
All hail the $200,000 Cash is King giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly prize drawings including thousands in cash and free play. And two big grand prize giveaway events, each with a $15,000 cash winner guaranteed. Only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, come to you from Carson City, from the headquarters of the Nevada Builders Alliance. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.